Before we begin today's devotional, I want to tell you about Words of Hope's Instagram page and why you should follow it. If you're on Instagram, then you know there's a lot of funny things and worthless things and advertisements and things people put there that you may not understand. But if you follow Words of Hope on Instagram, as you're scrolling along, you'll get a hit of inspiration and scripture and encouragement. Check it out today at instagram.com/goodnewsalways. That's instagram.com/goodnewsallways. This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is God is Glorious. It was written and read by Laura N. Sweet. The scripture for today is Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
We have considered many of the unique qualities of God in the past couple of weeks, including his holiness, wisdom, strength, and eternality. We have rejoiced in his unchanging love and faithfulness towards us, and we have peeked into the mysteries of the Trinity and of Christ as the God-man. Our only conclusion must be that God is beautiful, he is good, and he is glorious. Psalm 96 is a call to worship God and to declare his glory, not just to Israel, but to all the nations of the earth. All the peoples were to ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. But it wasn't just people who rejoiced in God's glory, in the splendor and majesty and strength and beauty that were always before him. The psalmist called upon all nature to rejoice. The earth and the sea, the fields and everything in them were praising God. The trees of the forest sang for joy. All creation was witness. God was great and glorious, and his works were marvelous throughout the ends of the earth. Our glorious God reigns over the earth in holiness and righteousness. Look for ways to glorify his name today, within your own heart and among your family and friends. Imagine the day when all creation will sing the praises of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What a great and glorious day that will be.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.